And there's many guys out there today say, well, I don't plant a food plot. And mm-hmm. I tell them, hey, that's okay. I had a guy in Kansas one day, and I was watching him. He picked up the product, and he was looking it over and everything, and he set it back on the shelf. And I said, hey, what do you think about that product? And he said, I don't have a food plot. I said, hey, you don't have to. I said, if you go out 3 days before you're ready to hunt, I said, do you hunt on the ground or you hunt in a stand? He said, I use a stand. I said, you go out about when are you going to hunt? He said, probably Saturday. I said, you go out on Wednesday, you spray a plot or an area where you want your kill zone to be, and I said, it'll attract them. So he went out and sprayed.
Camel boots on my feet, bow in my hand, walking in the early dawn to climb up in the
Wazi presents, welcome to American Roots Outdoors. We are in the studio with Redbone Mike Crace, Wayne Locke, and Mr. Ken, Mr. Nutriplot. This man is a absolute crazy guy. Welcome to the show, Ken.
Thank you, Alex. Good to be here.
Ken Trenham, everybody.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. We got a great show lined up for everybody. I'm going to give you the results from the tournament last weekend on the CRSA at Donovan, Missouri. I didn't win.
I noticed that in the photo.
Yeah, you had to mouth.
But here's a great the top turnout. 20 finishers, and there was no picture of Alex.
Yeah, no picture of Alex again. There was 24 boats in it, and Cisco Daugherty won it from Popper Bluff. I'm telling you, those boys are a beast, man.
The guys from Poplar Bluff must be pretty good, because they can't. Somebody from Poplar Bluff wins about every week.
Seems like it.
Yeah, they've guys, they're some good fishermen down there, man. But anyway, the Cisco Daugherty are the winners. You can go listen to the other four top five winners. The bite's been really good. We caught a lot of keepers. I bet we caught 30, 40 keepers. We went downriver. We didn't go up, and the winners went up towards Van Buren. I talked to one boy, Christopher Robertson, and his partner, Million. They went all the way above Van Buren. They went 40 miles
really?
By boat. And they took, I think they took second place.
Wow.
That's a lot of running.
That's a lot of running. Wow.
So 12 pounds, right at 12 pounds, won the tournament. Second place was 10-something. The other winners was Bobby Barnes and Nick Cooper. Second place was the Norse boys, teenagers.
You know, and I made a comment.
Nick and his little brother, teenagers, 16-year-old boy and a 14-year-old boy.
And remember last week I made a comment, it seems like the young kids, it's starting to, you can see a change from the older to the younger. And it seems like this is the year that change is happening.
That's good to see young kids fishing the tournaments.
Yeah.
That's what I'm glad to see. Yeah.
Yeah. Me too.
Yes. Have you heard what's going on at Lake Norfolk?
I have not.
There's no oxygen in the lake below 35 feet. So all the fish at Norfolk are above 35 feet. Wow. So they are catching everything right now.
I bet
now.
They are.
They're catching it. And they're catching those big old 12, the 15-inch crappie, the big slab crappie, just as fast as they can get a line in the water.
What has caused that problem?
I guess it's the heat. I mean, I don't know. I don't know the technical reason for it. I just know that is just the case. No oxygen from 35 feet down. All the fish have had to come up.
Now, I've seen that happen in lakes where there's been a drought because there's lack of current, you know, from the rivers coming into the lake to, you know, keep a mixture going. But it doesn't seem like we've had a drought situation.
Maybe
really,
from the lake being so high. I don't know.
Yeah. Hmm.
But if somebody wants to do some lake fishing right now, Norfolk's a great time to be going.
Yeah. That being said, talking about fishing, everybody's food plotting right now.
Yeah.
Everybody's breaking dirt. I've been breaking dirt.
And phones.
The last 2 weeks, and breaking my toe and my phone. You have to say that. I run over my Apple phone today. I have no phone service. Anybody trying to reach me, I have no idea how long it's going to be before I get my phone. It's driving me nuts. I can't get my wise eye pictures, Ken.
Maybe he's trying to grow more apples.
That's what I was going to say, trying to grow more Apple phones.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, it doesn't work. Yeah.
And he didn't just run it over. It looks like an IED went off on it.
Anyway.
Run it over with a plow?
Run over my disc. Yeah. Jared Phillips, Phillips Truck Repair, he let me borrow his disc. Somebody answer that phone, see who that is. Don't want to answer it? Mm-hmm. Nah, he don't want to answer it. But anyway, don't be mad at us because we didn't answer you. But anyway, Jared Phillips' disc, I broke one of his two of his blades. I lost Wayne's trailer hitch today. I dropped a 150-pound weight. Look at my toes on my foot. I think I broke it.
Yeah, it could be.
And I broke my phone, and I just running behind
today. Well,
then
you should have just went back to bed and got up all over again.
Yeah, I probably should have done that.
That would have worked.
It would have worked. Ken, thanks. Yeah. Thanks, Ken. But anyway, we're going to talk about food plotting again because it is food plot planting time. You've got plenty of time to plant your food plots up probably the 1st of October, really, realistically.
Yeah,
it just won't get a lot of growth.
Yeah.
A lot of guys don't plant in August like I do because they're worried about armyworms. But we've got a special guest in the studio today, Mr. Ken Trenham, the founder and inventor. Founder, you and your son.
Right.
Your son, actually, created NutriPlot. He's the owner of NutriPlot. We are going to share something with all of our listeners that will help you grow healthier food plots, track more deer, hold more wildlife today on this show with Mr. Ken. Ken, again, welcome to the show. And what's your food plots looking like?
They're thriving.
They're thriving.
Yeah, they're thriving.
He was showing us pictures today, Wayne, Redbone, of people that use it on their gardens, tomato plants, pumpkins. We had a guy today said, I'm taking it. He said, my wife's trying to grow the biggest pumpkin. He's got pictures of a head of cabbage that weighs over 17 pounds.
Whoa.
That's treated with NutriPlot.
Yep.
Man, that's a lot of sauerkraut.
Made a lot of coleslaw, too.
Yeah. I bet it did. I like sauerkraut better than coleslaw.
That works too.
So what we're going to do, we're going to talk about...
Your name or password has changed. To update your Wi-Fi information...
Alexa, stop.
Alexa, shut up.
Goes
what do you think of our show? We're just kind of loose. She wants in on it too. Yeah. So anyway, here, we got about 30 seconds left here. We're going to talk about NutriPlot, the roots of it, how it was created, and where it's at today, and how it can help you hold more wildlife and create healthier food plots so you can hold more turkeys, more deer, rabbits. It's unbelievable. I tell you what blows my mind is still that sweet potato.
Yep.
What did that sweet potato weigh?
I don't know, Alex, but it's the biggest sweet potato I ever saw.
And did they treat it every day, or how often do they treat?
He went out and treated it once a week. His grandfather told him to just spray it once a week, so he did. Yeah.
It's huge. You got to see it. Look like a football.
Yeah.
You go to NutriPlot's Facebook page and you'll see the photos and stuff of it. But again, thanks for being in the studio. We're going to go to a break. We come back. We'll be back with more of American Roots Outdoors. And again, Ken Trenham, NutriPlot, in the house with us. Don't go away. We'll be right back with more right after this.
Hi, everybody. This is Aaron Tippin, and you're listening to my old buddy Alex Rutledge with American Roots Outdoors. And good break.
Wishing on some luck. I've been on a big board for a while, like a load him in the back of my truck.
Redbone, what would you say if I could tell you that you could kill a buck on a certain day?
I would say you're crazy. There's no way to predict how the bucks are going to move.
Well, you're wrong. There's a new camera out called Wise Eye Technologies. These guys can predict the actual deer movement, exact time that a deer is going to come through.
Really? Wise Eye Technology?
This camera has 5-megapixel pictures, has a GPS system built inside, and it's an experience using this camera. It collects data and tells you the movement, wind direction, everything.
On a camera?
On a camera. WiseEyeTechnologies.com.
And how do I find out more information about these guys?
You go to WiseEyeSmartCam.com. I'm using them. You should, too. Make your hunt easier. Use WiseEye.
Up a big old hill. Year after year. Got my hunting gear.
Hornady presents. Welcome back to American Roots Outdoors. In the studio with us is Mr. Ken Trenham, NutriPlot owner. This guy right here is going to educate us and tell us how to create healthier food plots. Let's kick this thing off, Ken. Tell us how NutriPlant was founded. Who created it? And let's start and dig in the roots of this.
Okay. Actually, NutriPlant started back about 2007, Alex. I was working with a company called Ag Explore at the time. My niece and her husband owned a company. And I was they come out with this product, and I started selling it. And it went over good. I mean, I was pushing it, and people used it, really liked it. But the owner of the company decided that he wasn't going to produce it anymore because he had other products that he was pushing more. And he was going to just do away with it. So I went to him because my son is a big hunter as well. And Corey used the product and had good results with it, along with other people. And so I asked him, I said, well, what would it take to buy it? He told me a figure, so I bought it. And we've been trying to go and promote it ever since that time, and that was in 2011.
So basically here what I want to know is, what is NutriPlant?
NutriPlant is a 683 NPK fertilizer with a micronutrient package. A lot of companies have fertilizer products out there, but this is kind of unique, and it has a micronutrient package as well. And then one of the products, the NutriPlant Plus, we put an attractant in it as well. So we actually call that three products in one.
I have a question. Explain to our listeners what MPK 383 is.
Nitrogen, phosphorus, and that type of, you know, potash. And that's what you got to have. You got to have the NPK.
And this is a liquid fertilizer, Redbone, Wayne.
Right.
Yeah. Liquid fertilizer. Think about it. The price of fertilizer right now is extremely high. And we talked to some farmers today, and, man, it intrigued them. And they stayed there talking for 30 minutes in the hot sun. They said, man, this is actually more efficient to use this liquid fertilizer than it is to go out and buy bagged fertilizer or bulk fertilizer. Would you agree?
Well, it is. This product was never designed, though, as a standalone product, Alex. It was actually designed to go along with your fertilizer program. But today, because fertilizer is so high, guys are trying to do away with it, and they're moving more to the liquid. Because liquid, one thing about a liquid product, it goes in immediately. It doesn't have to have some kind of a rain or a moisture to activate it. It's immediate absorption.
Well, and I was just going to ask a question about that, because a lot of people are probably out there thinking, well, I use pellets because it's time released, so it'll last a long time. Now with liquid, it's immediate. You get immediate results. You know, generally within a few days, you're going to start seeing results, where pellet does take a little while. It need rain, moisture, and that. But the so you do have to apply it more often. But even we figured that out today when we were talking to the other ranchers, and that even when you have to apply it three times a year or four times a year, it's still, when we did all the math on it, it was still cheaper than the pellet.
More economical.
Oh, definitely.
Right. Yeah. We noticed back a lot of farmers one time down in Texas, there was a drought in Texas, and one of the guys used our product on his pasture. And the other farmers noticed that his pasture was greener, and he also got an extra cutting of hay that year. And they went to him and asked him why, and he said the only thing he can think of is that he treated his product with our NutriPlant, and even during drought conditions, it still flourished.
All right, so Ken, being that it's a liquid, and you apply it straight to the plants, or just apply it on the ground?
No, you apply it right over the plant.
Okay.
It goes into the leaves, down into the root.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And you can see that, too, in root mass whenever you pull up those plants have been treated with NutriPlant, you'll see a bigger root mass.
All right, so in that case then, do you apply it when you plant, or do you have to wait till the plants actually begin to sprout?
You need to wait till the plant gets up about 3 to 4 inches and then apply it. But one thing I was telling Alex earlier, and I was telling these farmers too, you can actually pre-treat your seed with this product. And I've had guys that have pre-treated their seed and it popped through the ground within 3 days.
Really?
Yeah.
So what did you do, spray the seed and then let it dry and then plant it?
Yeah, what you do is a lot of guys will put it in a mixer, or they will put it on a big screen and they'll likely mist it, let it dry, and then plant it the next day after it's dry. and it pre-treats that seed.
Interesting. And can be applied with just a standard, whatever water sprayer or bottle sprayer or whatever.
Well, a lot of people use a pump up sprayer.
Yeah.
1 gallon, 2 gallon, and you'd mix like 4 to 5 ounces per gallon, like. 2 gallons of water, you mix 8 ounces with it. That's all you need to do, and then just go spray.
And for the guys that have the larger fields than that, they can buy it in a tote. Am I correct? And then put it in their big boom trucks to spray.
Yeah, we can sell it to you in the gallons, quarts, barrels, totes, even a tractor trailer load truck. I'd like to see that, yeah. We can get it any way you
want. We'll back a train up.
Well, as a gardener, and I don't do food plots because they don't have room for it or a place where they will allow me to put one. But as a gardener, I'm thinking, this is fantastic.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I've got pictures I can show people, too, that, one little boy, his teacher, gave him a cabbage plant. And she said, we're going to see him grow the biggest cabbage plant. Well, the boy's grandfather is a big supporter of mine. He has a TV or a radio show that reaches like 1 to 3 million people. Anyway, he told his grandson, he said, I want you to go every day, or once a week rather, and spray this little cabbage plant. He did, and at the end of the season, whenever they brought the cabbage plants in, his cabbage plant weighed 17 pounds, 9 ounces.
That's a lot of sauerkraut.
Yep.
That's a lot of sauerkraut. Man. All right, so this is a product that is applicable, and we're talking food plots primarily today, but gardens. What about lawns?
You can use it on lawns, pastures, shrubs, trees, anything you want to. This product works on it all.
Fruit trees. Wow.
Organic.
What about marijuana? No, I'm joking.
A lot of people are starting to experiment with it in their hemp plants, though. And we're talking about
plants.
Yeah. We're talking about huge, huge operations that want to do it. I had a lot of Amish people use it as well in their gardening and stuff. And they have like a drip system where it goes in and constantly, feeds that plant. But
somebody give me a thumbs up on the marijuana.
It's good for any product you want to try it on. It really is. Yeah.
Wow. That's fantastic. NutriPlot. We're going to talk more about it as we continue here on American Roots Outdoors Radio with Alex Rutledge and his friends. We'll be back.
Hi, I'm Preston Pittman, and you're listening to American Roots Outdoors with Alex Rutledge and his friends.
Up a big old hill, year after year, got my hunting gear.
Right on Optics presents... Welcome back to American Roots Outdoors again. We are in the studio here at K-Country 95 in Thayer, Missouri. We got our special guest, Mr. Ken Trenham. We're talking about NutriPlot, his American Roots of NutriPlot. We've talked about the company, how it was founded. Let's talk about Ken Trenham real quick. Ken, you're from Malden, Missouri?
No, Marble Hill, Missouri.
Okay, Kennett, Missouri?
Marble Hill.
Crothersville?
Marble Hill.
Dexter?
Hayti?
Oh, they don't want to hear Hayti here at Thayer.
I usually tell everybody Cape Girardeau because a lot of times they've never heard of Marble Hill. It's a small town. So I say it's near Cape Girardeau, Missouri.
Okay, tell us about where was you born?
I was born in Marble Hill.
Okay.
Back several years ago.
You attended school there in Marble Hill?
Attended Woodland School. And my dad was a minister. And part of my, about 5-6 years of my life, lived in other places, Mattoon, Illinois, Malden, Missouri. But Marble Hill is where we finally came back to. And that's where I grew up most of my life. Went to high school, graduated high school, married a...
You did graduate.
I did graduate. Even went to college, man. I got two years of college.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm a college grad. So, but anyway, that's basically my life. Been raised by a minister, and my mother and dad married for many, many years, and dad passed away about I guess maybe a year ago, back in February. So,
we're talking about your church. Yeah. Your dad built a church to 1,400 members. Let's talk about that real quick, your father's roots and the church.
Dad started a church in Jackson, Missouri. It was known as the Jackson General Baptist Church. And I went there for many, many years, saw a lot of growth in the church. Started out when I was around 5 years old. It was in a basement house. There wasn't no house on top of it, but basement. Uh-huh. And then we later built on top of the basement. And then from that location on Lake Street in Jackson, we moved out to Highway PP, uh-huh. built a church. And last, about a couple of years ago, I guess it was, they built a brand new facility out going towards Fruitland. And the church is thriving. We've got a great pastor. Uh-huh. And it's just been awesome.
Yeah, and you've preached at that church, too.
I've preached there several times, yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. So now that we know about your roots, did you play high school sports?
I played high school basketball and baseball. Oh. And I thought I'd one day go to college and play college ball. And I had the opportunity to go play college ball at Mineral Area. And made the team and decided it wasn't quite what I wanted to do, so I quit. And then I thought I'd want to be a professional ball player, and I tried out for three different professional teams.
Really?
Twice for Cincinnati Reds and once for Kansas City Royals, but just didn't have what they were looking for.
What position did you play?
I played catcher.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Something must be wrong if you can't make the Cincinnati Reds. So,
hey, back then it was
their bad boy stands a good chance of getting out.
Well, I'm going on 67 years old, so that was back several years ago. That was
you're trying to make the Cincinnati Reds as a catcher, and that long ago, Johnny Bench was catching for the Cincinnati
Reds.
Johnny Bench was
their star catcher.
I have a question for you. What do you think of the Cardinals right now? Go ahead. You're on live radio here.
I think the Cardinals, they have a way to go. And I've always said that it seemed like our pitching was always what I always thought we needed more of than anything. But, they'll make the playoffs yet.
I have another question. You ready? Didn't you ask? Go ahead.
Well, I thought you were going to expand on the Cardinals because we're recording here on Wednesday. They won the first game of the doubleheader at Cincinnati today. Goldschmidt had two home runs. They're now just a game and a half out of the wild card spot.
Is that right?
Yes. I mean, people, you know, we complain as Cardinal fans.
I'm bad to complain.
But they're like seven games over 500, and they're just right on the cusp of making the playoffs.
Right.
So you're saying not worry about the Cardinals.
I'm saying, yeah, there's.
It could happen.
And, you know, Jack Flaherty didn't pitch all year.
Right.
He was the odds-on Cy Young Award winner early in the year with 9-0 when he got hurt. Well, now he's back. Wainwright is getting consideration for the Cy Young this year. Yeah. And if he can win his next four starts, he'll have 18 wins against two losses.
Yeah.
And an ERA under three. Mm-hmm. And then Dakota Hudson's throwing Friday night in Springfield, so he'll be back next week. Yeah. So it's beginning to all come together again.
I hope so.
Cardinals have done this in the past. They've come on strong at the end, and they could do it again. But you know, one thing I was really, whenever Pujols left, I was sad.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
But I always hoped that the Cardinals would get Pujols back, and I think next year, aren't they going to a DH?
They're going to a DH in the National League next year.
Really?
And there is talk that, you know, why wouldn't the Cardinals sign? Because Wainwright probably comes back for one more year after year he's had this year. Molina's last year is next year. We know that for sure already. So why not bring Pujols and, you know, those three that won that world championship play together again for one year?
Yeah. I'd like to see the Cardinals do that. And I think you talk about, man, Cardinal fans flocking out. I think they would you wouldn't be able to buy tickets.
They need Big Matt.
You almost can't buy tickets now.
They need Big Matt back, too.
Well, he's, you know, in fact, he's 50 years old. That's probably not going to happen.
Yeah. They need somebody like Big Mac then.
Well, that's where Pujols comes in.
Well, Arenado is now.
Yeah. All right, back to our subject, your roots. Your dad was a minister. Let's talk about your mother.
My mother was, she was the backbone of our family, actually. It's my mother believed in me.
Oh, yeah.
And my mother should, you know, she was the one that got me to, I mowed yards when I was young. I run a paper route. I did anything I could to make a dollar, make a buck. And my mother, she encouraged us all the time. And actually, my mother's one that I felt, you know, really believed in me the most.
Yeah.
Our mamas are special. My mama was the same way. Wayne is showing people on the live feed here of some of the cabbage and the sweet potatoes and some of the tomato plants sprayed with Nutriplot.
Right.
And, you know, it could be a well-kept secret to winning some of these things at the state fair. Yeah. But now that we got it on the radio, everybody's going to be wanting Nutriplot. And I do want to say this. We set up two new dealers in the area of Birch Tree. One is the Birch Tree Farmers Exchange, and the other is Brown's Farm and Home.
Yep.
They're in Mountain View, Missouri.
So a lot of people will text me, Alex, and they want to know where they can get the product. And I always tell them, go to your local, mom-and-pop store. Ask to handle Nutriplot, because I can ship it to them, you know, but it costs shipping. Yeah. So I like to save people money, and if they can get it locally, that's the best way to get it.
Yeah, what we want to do is try to get a Hirsch Farm and Feed set up, and also Young's at Alton and other dealers in our area, and Cape Girardeau, Sykeston, all these other Salem, Missouri. We're going to go to a break, everybody. Don't go away. We'll be right back with more American Roots Outdoors right after this.
This is Brenda Valentine, and you're listening to American Roots Outdoors with Alex Rutledge and friends.
Around your heart, so you never got to worry, what the wind might do, American Roots.
Hi, everybody. This is Alex Rutledge with American Roots Outdoors. How many of you need an attorney? If you're like me, sometimes you do. I go to Zane Prevett at the Prevett Law Office, Willow Springs, Missouri. No case is too big or too small. You can call Zane at 417-469-3535. Zane Prevett at the Prevett Law Office. This is Alex Rutledge, and he is my attorney.
Denali Rides presents. Welcome back to American Roots Outdoors with Alex Rutledge and friends. Alex is in the studio. Mike's in the studio. I'm in the studio. And we have a special guest, Kenny, who's also in the studio. We have four people in this studio, and that's got to be the first time since January. Yeah.
We're not scared of COVID. We believe in COVID, but we're not scared at all.
Yeah. One of the things that we've been talking about the last three segments is the benefit to the plant. But there's another product that you have out there that not only benefits the plant, but when it comes time for season opening, you have a special spray you can put out for, especially bow hunters will really find this interesting, that you're going to spray in bow range. And what is that?
It's called NutriGuard. It's a product that will actually deter any animal from your food plots, gardens, wherever you don't want them. I even had a guy that he
you answered the wrong question. He asked you to attract.
To attract
them. I'm sorry.
Well, you know what? Yeah. Actually, that NutriGuard may be something you sneak on your buddy's food plot.
I've had a lot of guys tell me.
Alexa, come on, girl. Quit interrupting.
I've had a lot of guys tell me they're going to spray the NutriGuard on their buddies. Yeah, their buddies' plots.
Well, if I had somebody's tree stand,
But no, you're talking about NutriPlot, right? NutriPlot 3?
NutriPlot Plus, yes.
NutriPlot Plus. Yeah, NutriPlot Plus was designed to actually attract any animal that you're wanting to attract to your food plots or whatever you're hunting. And all you got to do is just our motto or our brand statement is simple to use, remarkable results. And that's what you get when you use our products.
So what is it made of? Can we talk about that? Is the flavor? Can you talk about that? Or can you do many different flavors? Or do you have one flavor? Let's talk about that.
Well, we're talking, we're looking at different things right now. But right now, the only flavor we have is it's a vanilla flavor that will attract them. But we're looking to do some other flavors, too, that you can actually add to the NutriPlot, regular NutriPlot, and attract, you know, different things, too.
So you've created an attractor, okay?
Yes.
But it's also an enhancer. So it's supposed to help the growth. What if they eat everything to the ground? Will it still come back? Will the NutriPlot still enhance to help growth of the plant?
Well, and that's the problem we had with the regular nature plot plus. Guys were putting it on the minute that plant popped through the ground. That's why you need to let it get some growth on it. And in order to do that, sometimes you have to put in the NutriGuard to get the growth, because they'll come in and start eating your plants anyway. But if you put the NutriGuard on, let that plant get up 3 to 4 inches, and then you start spraying it with the NutriPlot Plus to attract them, it'll keep it, that plant growing and thriving, and your plot will last for a long time.
So this is a, make sure I'm right. This is a product that you're going to plant along through the growing season, not just the day you're going to hunt.
Right. Okay. But I've had guys that, and there's many guys out there today, say, well, I don't plant a food plot. And I tell them, hey, that's okay. I had a guy in Kansas one day, and I was watching him. He picked up the product, and he was looking it over and everything, and he set it back on the shelf. And I said, hey, what do you think about that product? And he said, I don't have a food plot. I said, hey, you don't have to. I said, if you go out 3 days before you're ready to hunt, I said, do you hunt on the ground or you hunt in a stand? He said, I use a stand. I said, you go out about when are you going to hunt? He said, probably Saturday. I said, you go out on Wednesday, you spray a plot or an area where you want your kill zone to be, and I said, it'll attract them. So he went out and sprayed the food plot on a Wednesday, went back on a Saturday, and it was in the early morning, and he decided he had some left, so he sprayed it on his clothes and his shoes, all over his clothing and stuff. And I said, well, did it stain it? Because I said, I don't, it may stain your clothes. He said, no, didn't stain the clothes. And he said, it was really weird what happened. He walked into his food plot, into his stand. And he got in his stand, and he said, it wasn't no time. He's looking around. He said, he saw a doe come in, and he said, she followed the same path that I walked in. And I said, well, chances are, you know, she's following the clothing. And he said, it was the same exact plant or same exact path, because it was still wet. I could see where I walked. And he got ready to draw down on her, and he just happened to catch a movement out of the corner of his eye, and he looked over, and he said, here come a big buck. And a big buck walked in the same path that he and the deer walked. And he ended up shooting the buck, and it was the biggest buck he ever got. And he called me, man. He was excited. He said, man, your product does work. I said, yeah, I told you.
Well, it almost sounds like you got a complete system and a way to do it, and that is when the plant comes up, you put the NutriPlot on it. Then you can put the NutriGuard on it to prevent them from eating them when they're little.
Oh. Right.
And then as they get bigger, you don't have to, if I recall our conversation earlier, you do not have to, you know, spray your entire, you know, 1 acre, half acre, or, you know, 5 acre field. You can just do the perimeter of it. That will prevent the deer from coming into the field.
Right.
And then
possibly,
you know, it'll help.
Yeah.
It'll help.
Yeah. You don't necessarily have to spray the whole patch or your food plot. I had a guy that used it on beans, and it was in Michigan. And the guy that used my product, he called me and he said, Ken, he said, we've used your other products, but he said, do you have anything that will keep deer out of an area? I said, yeah. I said, NutriGuard. And he said, the guy told him, he called him and told him, Casey, he said, I'm counting 99 deer in my field. And he said, they're there every day. And I told Casey, I said, get him the NutriGuard. He went out and he sprayed the NutriGuard. And within 3 days, he didn't have a deer one in his field, and he got a good crop that year.
Well, that's outstanding. Hey, we're going to pick up more on this in the bonus segment of the podcast. And, you know, folks out there listening to the radio right now, if you missed any of the beginning of the show and you want to hear more about this, just go to the podcast, type in American Roots Outdoors with Alex Rutledge. It'll pop up, hit subscribe, follow, whatever it wants you to do, and listen to the rest of the show. And make sure you leave us a review. And we're going to be drawing a winner. Like we said last week, we'll be drawing a winner on the end of this month for a pretty big package for getting ready for deer season and that. And we got an Eagle Seed Contest going on right now. Go to our Facebook page. Look for the Eagle Seed Contest post, where you post a picture of your food plot in the comments. We're going to draw a winner from anybody that has a picture that is posted on there, and you're going to get a tumbler from American Roots Outdoors Podcast. You're going to get American Roots Outdoors Podcast shirt along with the Eagle Seed hat and an Eagle Seed shirt. And it's going to be a good package. And we may throw
and
something.
After this one, we're going to give away.
Yeah, we're going to give away a Nutra plot. Yep.
Yeah. Sounds good.
So it's going to be a big package.
Very cool. Yeah, and I've got a question, but I'm going to hold it for the bonus. Because I want everybody to go over and listen to the bonus. We've talked about all this, but we haven't talked about timelines. So let's talk about timelines coming up on the bonus segment.
Everybody, you've been listening to American Roots Outdoors Radio Talk Show. To listen to the bonus segment, sign up to any podcast carrier. And you can look for American Roots Outdoors with Alex Rutledge and friends. And we thank you for listening today. Thank you for being in the studio, Ken. Don't leave because we've got to do the bonus segment. And remember, everybody,
when your roots run deep and strong,
there's no reason to fear the wind.
So you never got to worry what the wind might do. American Roots.
Thank you for joining us for today's American Roots Outdoors Radio with Alex Rutledge. You can find us on Facebook. Look us up on the World Wide Web at AmericanRootsOutdoors.com. We'll be back again next week on this great radio station.
Eagle Seed presents American Roots Outdoors with Alex Rutledge and friends. This is Wayne Locke at Mike Creason Studio. Alex Rutledge, of course, is in the studio, and our guest Kenny from Nutriplot is still with us. And if you're listening to this, that means you're on our podcast, so we want you to right now scroll up and leave us that 5-star review, and make sure you leave us some nice comments. Leave your full name, your real name, not your username, in the comments so we can track you down if we pull you as a winner. We got some great gifts coming out. And don't forget to get into the year-end package, which is a huge package. Last year, our package was valued over $500. You have to get in. You have to enter each month that we do a drawing, and you're automatically entered for the grand prize. So, hey, let's pick up where we left off.
We also want to encourage everybody to. We also want to encourage everybody to go to Nutriplot's Facebook page and follow them, and tell them that American Roots Outdoors sent you.
Outstanding, Mike. You wanted to start off.
Well,
with something
as we're wrapping up the radio portion of the program. And by the way, you can also go back and listen to the radio show on the podcast page. But as we move to the bonus segment here, we talked about applying and NutriGuard and the NutriPlot Plus and the regular NutriPlot, but we never did really go with a timeline. And I mean, I know food plotters know that food plotting is going on right now.
Sure.
But Ken, my question is: all right, you plant. How long do we wait before we put on the NutriPlot?
Like I said, you really need to get a little growth on that, because if you put NutriPlot on too early, they're going to be hitting it so hard and they're going to eat it down to the dirt. If you let it grow 3 to 4 inches, that's good. And then spraying it. Yeah.
It'll be really good.
Really good. And if you start spraying it, it's going to keep it thriving, and they're not going to, they're not going to devour it like that.
Okay. So, and then, we're going to reapply this NutriPlot, how often?
On our recommendations, we say every 14, 15 days, it's good to keep it going, especially when they're hitting it hard. Okay. And there again, you might need to apply it a little more if they're really, hitting it really, really, really hard. It depends on how big your plot is, too.
All right, so now let's move on to the NutriGuard, because I think this is a key component here for food plotters, especially those that don't put in huge food plots, because the NutriGuard will help prevent the animals or discourage them from coming in.
Right.
So when's the first time we want to apply it?
Whenever you notice that the deer are hitting it and they're picking it pretty good, you need to spray your NutriGuard, but you need to watch the rain and make sure you don't put it on right before a hard rain. A light rain's not going to hurt it, but a hard rain, it'll wash it off, and then you got to go back and redo it. I know in a little town called Noel, Missouri, they have a community garden there, and guy called me, Dwight Sayre called me, and he's a big supporter of ours, and he said the deer was really eating the okra, and they weren't going to have any okra if the deer kept doing what they were doing. So he applied the NutriGuard, and he said it was just in a few days there wasn't no deer hitting it at all.
And I mean, is that something you need to also reapply as the growing season goes on?
Yeah, you do. And then, like I said, you got to watch the rain, because a hard rain will wash it off. That's why in gardens, you want to make sure you wash your product off before you eat it.
Okay. I was just going to say, that's actually a benefit. It's not just for hunters. I mean, grandmas, mothers, and wives are probably going to love that NutriGuard to keep them out of your flower beds, your gardens, things like that.
Exactly.
You guys ought to see my yard right now. My wife is P.O. All of her hostas is gone. Every flower is gone. It looks like a bomb's went off.
Well, Alex also feeds 2,000 pounds of...
I'm telling you, I'm in trouble.
She's going to love you, Alex, after this. Yeah.
Yeah, well, start putting out the NutriGuard.
Yeah.
All right, so now, Ken, how often before we decide we're going to start hunting that food plot, how far out do you need to quit putting on the NutriGuard and switch over to the NutriPlus?
Unscented or NutriPlus?
I'd say when you get the growth that you want to see on your plot, then you quit using the NutriGuard, because if you're getting close to hunting season, mm-hmm. you want to start bringing them back in and getting them, you know, ready for that again. So, yeah, you just kind of got to use your own judgment and say, okay, well, you know, I got enough growth, they're not going to hurt it. Let them come back in and then you can.
What about cattle farmers? My question is, we touched on it a little bit, and we talked some farmers today. The cattle farmers, say they're planting some orchard grass or fescue, do you encourage them to use it?
Oh, yes, definitely. And I would encourage them to go ahead and use the NutriPlot Plus, because it also, these guys say that whenever they apply the NutriPlot Plus, it gives that sweet aroma, that real nice vanilla smell. And cattle like that too. And your fields, right after a little rain, you can go out there and you can smell that vanilla all over again. So, yeah, I'd encourage them to use the NutriPlot Plus.
I'm going to encourage my neighbors, because they use chicken litter.
Definitely. Definitely encourage the NutriPlot.
Vanilla would smell a little bit better.
A little bit better, absolutely, absolutely.
I'm going to go spray my neighbor's property, Wayne Locks, so I can have all the deer on me.
With chicken litter or?
With the guard.
No, yeah, with the guard.
Guard.
Hey, Alex, I meant to tell you while ago. I have a little story about that, too. I had a guy from Kentucky call me, and he said, Kenny said, I've got 15 acres where I live, and all around me I got big farmers. He said, on every side of me, big farmers. And he said, I can't keep the deer on my property. He said, will your product keep them there? And I said, you know, try it and see. I think it will, because they like our product. So he started using our product, and he said the deer wouldn't leave to go to these other farms. They were staying right on his 15 acres. And he was really happy.
In the middle of it, too, with the plus and the boundaries with the NutriGuard.
That makes sense.
Yep. So he was happy.
Don't give my neighbors any ideas. Wayne.
Hey, I just take care. I don't mess with Alex's deer, but for the bears that come through here, I spray honey on Alex's front door.
Yeah.
It keeps a bear off of my property, keeps him over to Alex's.
Right,
so.
Right.
But, you know, the nice thing about this vanilla that you were talking about, because we've talked about this, I think it was last year we were talking about the vanilla scent, and the way you have the vanilla going out is much better than the way I did when I was a kid, because I started a forest fire. It seemed like, I mean, I got down before it really got out of hand, but I was using vanilla scented candles, and I would put them down and then light it, and then the aroma of the vanilla would bring the deer in. But I climbed up to my tree stand one time, and the candle fell over, and I had to get out of that tree stand so fast.
Yeah. He was smoking marijuana, too, one time, and lit the woods. I'm joking.
Yeah.
That's what Wayne was setting the woods on fire and then standing on the edge when the deer ran out of
here. Making a drive.
That's how we did drives in Ohio. You know? Well, that's how they're doing them in California right now.
Yeah. Well, guys, we need to wrap her up here. And, again, we want to thank you, Ken, for becoming a partner with American Roots Outdoors. And we look forward to helping you grow your brand. I know your company's been at it for 10 years, and we're very honored to be a part of this family with you.
Thank you, Alex. And we're happy to be a part of the American Root Outdoors, too.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and one more time, where can people get the product? How do they go about getting it?
They can get it at their local stores around Birch Tree and also in Mountain View. They can order online, but whenever they order online, they're going to have to pay shipping because price is the same. So encourage your local mom and pop dealers to get it there, because there's no need for you to have to pay that shipping price.
Yeah. I want to say this too. If you want to find out a dealer near you, go to their website and they'll tell you the closest dealer to you.
Yeah, just do a website. Just do a search for Nutriplot. Yeah.
Nutriplot.com. Yes.
NutriPlot.com. Everybody, thank you again for listening to American Roots Outdoors. And remember, share the outdoors with people that you love, or introduce the young kids to the outdoors. It's all about us teaching them about our passion, our love, our heritage, our rights, God's creation. Share the outdoors with your children. Remember,
when your roots run deep and strong,
there's no reason to fear the wind.